We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Financial services is going big at Dreamforce this year. And I'm here with Jeff Otto, Senior Director of Financial Services Industry Marketing, to tell you all of the big details. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Marissa.
So financial services is going big this year. Why is that?
Well, you know, we always talk about Dreamforce as being our big family reunion for the year, but the house is almost too small. We've got thousands upon thousands of financial services professionals from every corner of the globe who are joining us in San Francisco this year.
There's a reason for that big growth. You've had some incredible announcements. Tell me about those.
Yeah, just at the beginning of October, we had a very big announcement about Financial Services Cloud for retail banking. Now, if you take the clock back 19 months, we had originally launched Financial Services Cloud to reimagine CRM for the wealth management industry. And the last 19 months has been a wild ride. We've had hundreds of customers from the smallest RIA to the largest wirehouses get on board with Financial Services Cloud and use the product to connect with their advisors and clients in a whole new way. Now, we're incredibly excited to extend the power of Financial Services Cloud to retail banking. And the idea here is to really unlock the full power of a bank, making it easy for personal bankers and lenders, tellers, wealth advisors to collaborate with one unified experience to best serve their customers' needs.
How is all that going to be showcased at Dreamforce?
So we're going to have Financial Services Cloud woven into the entire four-day program here at Dreamforce, from theater sessions featuring some of our best customers to breakout sessions, our keynote in the main keynote room in Moscone North, roundtables where we give our financial services attendees an opportunity to meet and learn from one another. We're also going to be having fun receptions almost every night of the week.
Oh my goodness, you have so much going on. So I want to go a little bit more in depth. Tell me about the Financial Services Lodge.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this year. We, for the first time, have a dedicated home for the financial services family at Dreamforce. This is at the Intercontinental Hotel on the fourth floor, and there is a wide range of activities going on in the Financial Services Lodge. First, we have 23 theater sessions from our best customers, our partners. These are smaller format. They're an opportunity to really get kind of hands-on and talk to these executives about the innovation that they're executing on. In addition to that, we have our amazing ecosystem of AppExchange partners and solution integrators that are going to be talking with everyone and demonstrations all throughout the lodge.
Are there any specific sessions in the theater that you are excited about?
Great question. There's a couple that pop into my head. First, we're going to be speaking with some executives from Guild Mortgage about how they're tying marketing automation and sellers together to really revolutionize the mortgage origination process for their customers who need a home. And then we're also going to be talking with Laurel Road, one of the fastest growing fintech players in the student lending space, about how they're using Salesforce to provide a better experience for borrowers.
What else is going on in the lodge?
So in addition, we've got a series of roundtables that we're going to be hosting. And one thing you can't miss if you go to the Financial Services Lodge is the Thrive demo. Built by our executive immersion team, what it's showcasing is how some industries are blending together. In this case, retail and financial services experiences that are woven into the lifestyle of a consumer. Can't miss that one.
And it's also a place for peers to get together, relax, charge their phones.
Yeah, there'll be a charging station. Everybody runs out of juice on their phones at Dreamforce, so we figured we'd throw one of those in.
Amazing. All right, so how do people find these sessions so they can sign up and make sure they can attend?
Two ways that I recommend. First, of course, we have our agenda builder on Dreamforce.com where you can log in and you can click on the sessions that you want to attend and it'll build that schedule for you. But in addition to that, we've also curated the best of the financial services programming into trail maps. So there's one for banking, wealth management, and institutional banking and markets, and we have another one for insurance.
All right, so another thing that we can't miss signing up for is the financial services keynote. Tell me about it.
So one of the things I'm really excited about is our keynote, and we're going to feature Citi, one of the world's leading global banks, and how they're using Financial Services Cloud to unite around the customer, not just globally across geographies, but through time, as their customers have significant life moments, you know, getting married, having their first child. They're using Salesforce technology and Financial Services Cloud to really be that trusted partner that their customers need.
And so how are you going to be showcasing that in the keynote? Who's going to be part of that keynote?
So we have our GM and Senior Vice President, Rohit Manna, who's going to talk to the audience about some of our new perspective around financial services and where it's going. You know, more and more we see that the peer group of financial services firms are not being compared to their industry peers. Instead, they're being compared to any competitor, any consumer app that's delivering experiences that are woven into the lifestyle of their customers. So we're going to talk about that point of view. And then Rohit is going to interview Yolanda Piazza. She is the CEO of Citi FinTech. And we're going to talk about what we're doing with Citi in terms of the innovation that Salesforce is delivering and helping them unite their bank around the customer. Next, I'm really excited to talk about the ecosystem, the growing ecosystem that we have of great partners, both through our app exchange and systems integrators that are helping us really scale to meet every nook and cranny of financial services. And we're going to show a live demonstration of how, with our partner nCino, we're actually extending the capabilities of Financial Services Cloud so that when a personal banker wants to help a customer with a personal loan or with a home equity line of credit, they can do that with one seamless experience with Financial Services Cloud and nCino.
And one of the things that's really key about Salesforce is we are all about giving back. So it's not only customers that you would consider standard banks. You also have some nonprofits that you're going to be showcasing.
Yeah, this is my favorite part. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag here, but we have one of the best, in my opinion, fintech companies joining us on stage. And this is not your traditional fintech company. This is a nonprofit firm that has led the way in microfinance. Kiva.org, we're very proud to say, is a Salesforce customer. And throughout their history, they have scaled to lend over $1 billion to 2 million people around the world. These are people in third world countries that just need a helping hand up, a couple hundred dollars to get their small business off the ground. And they're using Salesforce to help scale that. And we might even have an activation during the keynote where our audience members can help out.
Amazing. So we're giving back within the keynote, but we're also giving out in the keynote. Tell me about this competition.
Wouldn't be a keynote unless there was some fun giveaway. One lucky attendee is going to win a trip to Sydney, Australia.
Amazing. So people should be lining up early, 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday in Moscone Hall D, because they do not want to miss the opportunity to learn about all the amazing things that are happening with financial services, but also have an opportunity to win that full paid trip to Sydney, Australia. That is awesome. So we have had all these learning opportunities, but how are we really taking it to the next step by making it immersive?
So in the campground this year, we're actually bringing the Citi story to life. And we're using augmented reality to tell the story of how Citi's uniting their bank around the customer to be one trusted partner throughout their financial life journey. So not only connecting geographies, lines of business, but also temporally across life moments that that customer has, from getting married to having their first child to getting that dream vacation home in Sydney, Australia.
So what are the key takeaways for people as they prepare for Dreamforce?
Well, really three main takeaways that we've got to remember. First, join us in the keynote on Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. Make sure to stop by the dedicated Financial Services Lodge and be sure to check out the campground where we have the augmented reality Citi customer experience.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.